Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar, his wonderful wife, Marsha, their friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. And that
Joyce,
means
Barry,
you.
And Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire yours truly, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Folks, welcome, welcome, welcome to our show today. Today we have one of my favorite guests, Chap Oscar Smith, an extraordinary man of faith. He wants you to have faith in God, the universe, and yourself. You will be rewarded with calm, peace, and tranquility. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In today's show, you will see the importance of keeping faith in spite of all the obstacles and challenges in your personal life and today's turbulent world. Welcome to the show, my dear friend, Chap Oscar Smith.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. This is going to be an exciting hour. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And we're going to be talking about heaven. We're going to be talking about issues. And, you know, as soon as we got in the studio today, we just agreed that we're going to make sure that people hear a very deliberate, a very encouraging, very compassion-filled message today.
And that always happens when you're our guest, Oscar. It always happens each time. So thank you for joining us today in the middle of the most wonderful time of the year and perhaps one of your busiest times of the year. Thank you for making the time for us.
Oh, no problem, Joyce. It's an honor. It's always an honor to, first of all, to talk about faith. And, you know, we'll start off talking about what faith really, really means. And, you know, you are always so colorful. You've identified it as forward all issues to heaven. And from a pastoral view, I think that's incredible.
Yes, absolutely. Forwarding All Issues to Heaven. That is the acronym. So that's what we want you to do, folks. Put it in special delivery. Forwarding All Issues. Oh, well, Forwarding All Issues to Heaven. And we are very excited about this topic because we know it's a great way to get you rolling into the new year.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, many people, Joyce, they don't forward because they take their problems and challenges into their own hands and their own personal guidance system. And that's where a lot of people go wrong, because we were not really created to be all-knowing. We have a master gardener that tends to us. And that's why we got to forward. There's a lot of issues that go on. The best example is with our vehicles. For many of us that drive, we know good and well there's certain things that go on in our cars that is way beyond our ability to even diagnose what the issue is. So we have to describe that issue to a mechanic. If it's something to do with our body, it's a doctor, to a dentist or a lawyer. There are professionals. And in our world, in the spiritual and the inspirational world, that we know that we have to forward all of these issues heavenward.
I found several things that were really inspiring. So let me just share one now. Faith. A poem by Pinky Porwell, on which one can live your whole life. Faith on which one can keep hopes alive. Faith on which one can build confidence. Faith on which one can overcome encumbrance. Faith on which one can strengthen determination. Faith on which one can accomplish aspiration. Faith on which one can take dream to reality. Faith on which one can continue to live with ecstasy. Faith on which one can gain even after losing. Faith on which one can refill the color in life by proving. Faith on which one can fight against injustice. Faith on which one can rest in paradise and peace. Faith and good faith becomes stronger and stronger. I just wanted to go across the board to tell you how faith can tap into every issue, everything in your life.
That's powerful, Joyce. And you have really done your homework on this one. I know when we look at the Psalms and, you know, Bible study now and Bible reading, they've made it so interesting. You know, in the Message Bible, Psalms 55, verse 22, it really breaks it down into pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load and he'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. And that's the Message Bible, very contemporary version. And all the ones that you mentioned, we are sharing the day from the heart, Joyce.
Absolutely. There's just so much more that just kind of scratched the surface. Here's another one by Lenora McWhorter. When my hopes fade and my dreams die and I find no answer, I just keep on trusting and hang on to my faith, because God is just, he never makes mistakes. Should the storms come and trials I must face, when I find no solution, I rest in God's grace. When life seems unfair and more than I can take, I look up to the Father. He never makes mistakes. God sees our struggles and every bend in the road, but make no mistake is ever made, because he weighs every load. That by Lenora McWhorter.
Wow. That's, you know, Jeff, we have had years and years and years of Chap Oscar and Joyce Barry and the friends, but we're coming into a season now where I just love having the opportunity to share with you. it's just amazing when we tap into a world now who really, I know for you, I know for me, people are hungering to experience, Joyce, God's perfect kind of peace. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about God's ability and willingness to come into a world and offer his perfect peace. And it's just so encouraging to have a show where we're both flowing on that level. That's just amazing.
Yes, and I think you're amazing, Oscar. The faith that you give to people, the inspiration that you are. So it's no accident that you're the one I chose to share this show with me today.
Well, I feel honored, Joyce. You know, I like to put this in a more contemporary setting. We're still beginning this show. But let's take a picture of a garden. Gardens, Joyce, are marvelous, marvelous things. And it's truly amazing what can come out of a little plot of land that's carefully cultivated. You see all kind of vegetables and fruits and brightly colored flowers. But there's a wisdom in a garden that really gives us the ultimate picture forwarding on a faith level all of our issues to heaven. And that's what we're tapping in on this show. And I believe we're going to dig deep. We're going to have the type of impact today, Joyce, where people will come back and forth to this show in times when they need an anchor and an answer.
Yes, and when they need an anchor and an answer, we offer great shows every day. So I just want to say that, folks. Every day we're here for you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to be there for you. Thank you for being with us today, and let this be the start of bigger and brighter and better days.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, Joyce, let's talk about faith, because faith is one of those words that you hear about it, but you don't really come into the confident assurance of what it is many times until you challenge. And we need to talk about what faith means to you and me individually, and what it might mean to somebody listening to us right now.
I had someone in the chat room say, do you take questions from the chat room? So the answer is yes. I do go back and forth the whole show. So I do see you in the chat room. If you want to post questions there, that's totally fine. If you want to call in, 917-388-4530, I'll be happy to address you as well. Oscar, when did you become a man of faith? Were you very, very young, or did it happen over time? And were you inspired by anyone?
I've been inspired from a child. I didn't grow up in an environment that I found out my first week in college, Joyce, believe it or not, family of five, mom and dad in a home, lived in a community on Long Island in New York. I didn't realize I grew up poor until I got in college the first week. I thought I had everything. I mean, I never felt racism. I never felt hunger. I never felt lack. I grew up in an environment where my parents made sure they nurtured our faith. I went to church. And so I came into the faith, the world of faith, the world of trusting in a higher power, trusting in God at a tender age. And so But when I got to college, you know, all of the brainiacs were saying, well, if you earn this so much and a family of four and income, and then, you know, and then said, my God, I said to myself, my God, I never felt I was poor or didn't have. But the human mind can play tricks on you. I started for a minute resenting from whence I came, the Genesis. But, you know, I started seeing people that had all of the ingredients of being wealthy and coming from good homes. I started sharing with them, you know, that's what college does. I started sharing with my peers, and they had problems as well. I mean, even though they were well off, they still had issues and problems. So I came into ministry years ago, and I didn't understand faith. I didn't understand grace. I didn't fully understand God's mercy, what it meant, what kind of impact. But I knew that a belief in God was going to be paramount. And so I started early on asking God to show me his wonders, show me what faith was. And I remember very clearly, Joyce, getting involved with near misses with cars. And, you know, I started seeing God's grace everywhere I looked around, I mean, at a tender age. And I wanted to understand it more. And that's how I got into the ministry.
Did you follow people in your family?
Not necessarily, but I had a rich tapestry, and you hear it a lot. It takes a village, and the next door neighbor, and the one down the block, and the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You know, I used to work at a car wash as a young kid. I had a towel, and these guys would end up being mentors to me, and circumstances and heartaches. I'd have the neighbor down the block or somebody else's parent would talk to me. So I really thank God that I grew up in a community of support and love. And, you know, in my household, my parents had the privilege and the permission to administer the Board of Education when needed. And my friend's parents had the same privilege and rights to administer the Board of Education to me when I needed it.
So you're saying your parents supported you in your path?
Yeah, they did. And not only that, the neighbors next door, my relatives, there was no such thing. If you came over to your friend's house and you acted out, that parent, that guardian, that mama or grandma had the privilege of spanking you right there on the spot. And the parents sanctioned it. So we didn't have all of this back talk and all of the kinds of things, don't touch my child, don't do this. I mean, if we spent the night at somebody's house or went over to somebody's home, they had every right and privilege to spank us and discipline us. These parents are there. That's part of what the problem is now. The young kids don't understand any level of discipline. And they're desperate right now for believable authority figures. That's why they talk back to the cops and talk back to everything. They're not coming up in a season of being submitted to any type of authority.
So it was wonderful that you had your parents behind you, neighbors behind you. Did you have people that told you not to?
Definitely, all the time. I mean, and it wasn't a question of going to them, and they actually lived the type of lives that you can glean from. They didn't hide things. I had relatives. I had an uncle very clearly. He was an alcoholic. He would drink beer like it was soda pop. But he would always say, well, Oscar, I don't want to see you getting involved with this. And so, you know, I never had a taste for being an alcoholic. I had friends growing up as I got older. They got hooked on heroin. And seeing them in a heroin stupor, I would say, nah, that's not the picture of what I want. And I didn't have anything to do with heroin. The same thing with cocaine and everything else. I was blessed, Joyce, as I reflect now, is I saw people with problems, worries, success, fears, all kinds of aspects, and I was able to pick and choose the pictures I wanted to adopt into my life.
Well, you were blessed, yes, but also you had the determination, the confidence, and the wherewithal to move forward.
Well, you know, I also, and I don't want the show to be about me, Joyce, but when you ask about my ministerial experiences, I was around a lot of hurting people as well. And although they were older than me or different ethnic groups, sizes, colors, you know, the whole nine yards, when you grow up in a culture, you start to learn about hurting people. There's a culture called hurting people. And, you know, many times they haven't experienced a God that's big enough to rescue them. And I remember very clearly a friend of mine, a relative passed away and left him an unlimited amount of money. He went out at 18, 19 years old, bought cars, houses. I mean, you know, that guy just went into total exhilaration with money. And I mean, he had crazy money. And then, you know, it just strangled him. I mean, he turned out to be a person that, you know, that ended up getting incarcerated and doing all kinds of crazy things. So we have to look at our lives. Sometimes God places us in positions where we have to judge fruitfulness and circumstances from different lenses. And I made a spiritual resolution as a young man that I didn't want to do anything to disrespect my parents. I didn't want to ever go to jail. I didn't want to get in trouble. And so, you know, I had goals, and I had the kind of support group, even with guys that were alcoholics and dope addicts and dope pushers and all of that. It's just something amazing about being connected to God. These types of influences, they kind of bounced off of me. I guess it's because I had a goal. And that's why, you know, on previous shows, Joyce, I talked about the power of a made-up mind.
Folks, you listen to Chap Oscar Smith, and you mentioned, you know, it's about the show, and you don't want it to be about you, but it is very much about you because you have so much to offer the world, and you do so every day. You do something every day, given who you are. I want to tell you, folks, who Oscar is, the acronym by Oscar Smith. By yours truly. I call it winning the Oscar. O is for outstanding. S is for speaker. C is for champion. A is for author. R is for a regular on the Joyce Barry and Frank show. Smith, Essence and Safety Specialist, and we've done some extraordinary shows on safety in the home. M is for Man of Faith, I is for Inspiring, T is for Talented, and H is Hero. He's certainly my hero, and if you listen to his shows, no doubt he'll become yours. If you go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and on the upper right in the search bar, you put Chap Oscar Smith, all his prior shows will come up. If you put safety, his safety shows will come up. So I do urge you to do that. And while you're there, go to the upper left. You'll see my picture. And right under my picture, it says follow. And if you click on that, you'll become one of the thousands of followers that do follow our show. And by doing so, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. So when you can join us, when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can download our shows. They are there for your convenience to listen to simply by clicking on anyone that resonates with you. You can do that 24/7. And here in the words of Beverly Nadler is why you should be listening to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having it happen. Share this show with your friends, your relatives, your family, your contacts. All we want to do is make a positive impact, person by person, and one action at a time. Oscar, why don't you take a moment and talk about the vehicles you have to get your music out, your message out? Why don't you tell folks what they could tune into as well?
Well, Joyce, it's so amazing to listen to you, and I've been inspired by Joyce Barry and Friends over, I don't know, 18 years now, and we've created BIG1.FM, which is an FM 24-hour-a-day radio station. We have shows, we have music, but more importantly, Joyce, that show has been the genesis to a Roku powered TV network called Big TV, just coming on to the Roku powered system, and that's Roku, R-O-K-U. Beautiful things are happening there. We actually now have developed and own a network on the Roku system, and so that's in its genesis, that's growing. But everything revolves around a garden, Joyce. And that's why we talked about a garden. And when we talk about faith, forwarding all issues to heaven, that faith is a seed. And not to get complicated, we now are at the end of our sleeves. And what I did with the FM radio station, that's always been a vision of mine to get this word out. Now with the TV, we're a major network, Joyce, and that's why we talked about a couple of days ago in the studio of bringing Joyce Barry and friends and Success Coach into the OneBig1.fm system.
So that's OneBig1.fm, and then you gave another link to something else, I think.
Okay, that link, I will, it would be better if they go to OneBig1.fm. The link for the TV network is called BIGTVs. It's on the Roku network, but that's kind of complicated, Joy. It would be better if they went to your email address and then we send them the way to access that information. But that's exciting. We're already, as of 5 days ago, we're going into 23 million households, Joyce. And that's
wow.
A phenomenal situation. Yes, that's a built-in 23 million households, 24 hours a day. I need programming. I need content. And that's why, you know, you've been loyal to me, Joyce. You have been so loyal. I talked over with the great Ted Siever. So we're just cultivating content now. And just like you've given me an opportunity to grow the Chap Oscar seed, I am anticipating real soon where Joyce Barry Success Coaching, all the things that's been passionate in real life, we can be a blessing to you as well. But just before we get too far away from the faith, our topic today, I know you're going to ask me, Oscar, does God answer every last one of your prayers, aren't you?
Oscar, does God answer every last one of your prayers? Take it away, Oscar Smith.
I can say sometimes he says yes. Many times he says, Chap Oscar, not now. And it's those not now prayers that people that are listening are going to resonate with. It would be great if we had the kind of cotton candy kind of God, you know, the kind of God that would quickly just say yes to every thing we petition God for. But he's not that kind of a God.
Well, I want to say, to put that in perspective, faith in God includes faith in his timing. That's the part
Thank
people
you, Joyce.
Often forget. Faith in his timing. And miracles are what God does. Impossible is where he begins. So I want
Thank
to drive
you,
those two points home. His timing.
Yes.
Oftentimes when I'm asked that question, does God answer all prayers? I would say he does. Sometimes the answer is no.
That's exactly right.
Sometimes the answer is no. I have something else to share by evangelist Johnny V. Chandler that I really loved, called Stand in Faith. Stand in faith even when you can't see your way. Stand in faith even when you feel like you can't face another day. Stand in faith even when the tears want to flow from your eyes. Stand in faith knowing that our God will always provide. Stand in faith even when you feel that all hope is gone. Stand in faith knowing that he is always there for you to lean on. Stand in faith even when you feel like giving up. Stand in faith because he is there saying, just look up. Stand in faith, even in those times you feel so all alone. Stand in faith, hold on, and be strong, for he is still on the throne. Stand in faith, even when it's hard to believe. Stand in faith, knowing that he can change your situation suddenly. Stand in faith, even in those times you feel it's hard to pray. Stand in faith and believe that he has already made the way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So stand in faith because you already have the victory. Evangelist
wow.
Johnny V. Chandler, I love that.
That is beautiful, Joyce. That is phenomenal. And you know, Joyce, let's just take a minute and let's have a little practice with the Joyce Barry and friends of that. What if God answered every last one of our whims? Just imagine, I've done that. And I said, my God, you know, if God answered every last one of my prayers, would it be his perfect will for my life? And no, I can tell you, I don't always pray for God's will. Sometimes I ask God to answer my whims. And our wills and God's wills, Joyce, they're miles apart.
Yeah, I understand that. Sometimes we don't know what's best for us because we're so in
That's
the
right.
middle of it all. So we have to have faith and we have to trust. Chap Oscar, what do you say to people, let's say, and you've just been through this recently yourself, when they lose someone that they love so much, that's so near and dear to them, what kind of faith do you tell them is there for them to tap into?
Well, it's so interesting that you should mention that, Joyce. I really don't like dating, you know, our presentations here on your show, but you know, we just went through a Christmas season, and after 26 years, this was my first experience of having a Christmas without my son Henry living. I had 26 incredible years celebrating Christmas with my son Henry, and you know, I could have looked at it as a season of chaos, a season of feeling powerless. I didn't do that. I actually just prayed. I turned it over to God and asked God to show me, don't give me what I want. I don't have the facts, and I don't have the judgment. And so I went through a season of loneliness for a minute or two, and then I realized, you know, God knows best, Joyce. That's the easiest way for me to put that. And, you know, I'm so glad you did ask, but I have now translated that into God's faithfulness. And I don't look like, I don't look at Henry's homegoing as something God has taken away from me. God has been faithful to me. And I can't look at that as something that I've lost, but a future that I've gained. Because, you know, the Word of God tells us we're going to see our loved ones again.
One of those words you just repeated?
I said the Word of God promises us that we will see our loved ones again. And
yeah.
So out of all the chaos, we're losing a son and missing him, and Christmas and the holidays, you know, birthdays, you know, there is, and I'm not alone, there is a season of grieving we all have had. And if we haven't, just expect it. You'll be like me. You'll have losses. But we also have to flip the coin and remember God's great faithfulness. And we have been promised that we will see our relatives and our loved ones again. And that's why we talk today. Our topic today is forwarding all issues to heaven.
So, Oscar, you know, you made so many valid points. If we got everything we asked for, well, certainly we wouldn't appreciate the special ones. But your counsel to people that, like, recently lost a loved one, I say you never really lose them. If they were that loved and that close, they're forever in your heart. The ones that I miss the most, I literally think about them every day, every single day.
Yes.
I pray for their soul.
Yes. No, that's excellent, Joyce, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad we're able to share forthrightly and frankly. It's been a revolution in my heart. I've lost parents, I've lost siblings, but there's something different when it's your offspring, Joyce.
Yeah.
When it's, you know, from your
loins. The law that the children are not supposed to go before the parents. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a very strong relationship, and it's different. It's different. But, you know, I have grown to learn to trust God, and I know we are going to finish well. We're going to finish well. And I know our eternal lives together, my loved ones, with my son Henry, my parents, and, you know, of course, Marcia, she's had quite a few loved ones to leave as well. And so we just pray for the day that we'll be able to be with all the ones that have gone before us.
So I really do feel a very strong presence with the people that meant the most. Included is my grandmother, who was my favorite person on the planet. So I feel, to this day, I feel very, very close to her.
Yeah. You know, Joyce, that's what's so, I want to say this. That's what I love about you, you know, and I have permission to love you. My wife knows I care very deeply about you, and I just love the yieldedness. I like your openness. And then, you know, we celebrate our differences, you know, good and well. You know, I'm a child of God, and, you know, Jesus Christ being my Lord and Savior, and, you know, you being Jewish. You know, it's so beautiful the way God has designed Joyce Barry and friends. I know you have quite a few relationships with some Catholic priests and rabbis and ministers. You have a full tapestry of Joyce Barry and friends. And so I just want to say I love you, and I cherish the times that we're able to be transparent on your show.
And the priest and the rabbi, I've done some extraordinary shows with them just this week. On Tuesday, Father Brian McWeeny. On Christmas Day, from the Archdiocese, the priest from the Archdiocese did a Merry Christmas show. He does it every year live on Christmas Day. So we're so privileged to have that. And then the day before, we celebrated the holidays with our two favorite rabbis, Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, who introduced me to Father Brian, and Rabbi Eric McCormick.
Rabbi Eric Greenberg, and I had just found out on the show that there literally was a dinner for 400 to 500 people honoring
wow.
Joe Potashnick, 400 to 500, but you got to get
wow.
this. Where was the dinner? It was done in a Mormon. The Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, made that dinner honoring the rabbi, Church of Latter-day Saints,
wow.
because those three, in particular, two rabbis, the priests, they're interfaith. They do as much for people of other religions as for their own to bring them all together. The rabbi goes to Christmas Eve Mass every year, and the priest goes to Passover dinners with the rabbi.
Wow.
I love their relationship. It's such a role model for people.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, Rabbi Pastor, we talk. We've been on shows together. And so
yes.
I know he's a pretty big deal in New York. And I know he's a different guest of yours. And that's part of your uniqueness, Joyce. You have, you know, you're the queen of radio, and that's a gift from God.
Yes, absolutely. Any talent, anything I do in writing, I do believe is totally a gift from God. So I agree with you on that.
I just wanted to say hi, give a shout, and see if he wants to share anything. Our new friend Nathaniel from California, welcome back to the studio. Did you want to share something or ask something, Nathaniel? Hi, Nathaniel. You're on the air live. Okay, you're in the host queue, and maybe at the moment you stepped away, but he's a new listener, and welcome back to the studio lines. Okay.
Chap Oscar, I had mentioned that one of my favorite people that had passed was my grandmother. So I just wanted to take
a moment and share, I'm just seeing if I can access it, a poem that I wrote as a tribute to her, just to drive home the point of how much she meant to me.
Wow,
yes.
I
want to share this poem. I wrote this decades ago, an original poem, which I sent to her, and then I'll tell you what I did with it. It's to Grandmother Queen, you are absolutely beautiful. This was written decades ago. You are absolutely beautiful. You have everything but wealth. God gave you all that's good in life, and now he'll give you health. We marvel at your loveliness. You have such charm and grace, and all the goodness you have within reflects upon your face. You have character and integrity. You have dignity and poise. You have three daughters who worship you, the same as your two boys. 10 grandchildren truly idolize you, and 7 great-grandchildren, too. A family filled with love and respect for the wonder that is you. God will bestow his blessings. His wonder will be seen. He will grant good health and long life to a magnificent lady, a queen. And I took that poem literally, and when she had passed, and I was there at the funeral parlor, the coffin was open, and I put that poem in her hand. So she has that poem in her hand to this day, where her soul is guarding over it. What do you think of that, Oscar?
Well, you know, anytime you talk about a mother or a grandmother, I'm sensitive. We all came from the queen. We all were mothered into this world, and I have a sensitivity with that. That's deep, Joyce. And the fact that you didn't do it yesterday is powerful.
To this day, I think of her every day as my number one favorite person.
Yeah.
And this is what she had said to me, which I never, ever forgot. I used to stand real close, gaze into her eyes, and just say, I love you, I love you. And her answer,
wow.
You never have to say you love me. One heart feels the other. That was her answer.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Joyce, one of the beautiful things in my life, I don't know whether I've shared this with you, but I grew up around a lot of Jewish people, and I had quite a few very deep relationships with Jewish mothers. I was friends with a couple of Jewish guys, and their moms were, and so I just felt every word of that poem. I had a Jewish mother always say to me, "Oscar, Yiddish a cup." And
yes. For those who don't know what it means, it means Jewish mind is what it means. Jewish head.
Yeah. She always said that, Yiddish a cup, and she just.
And it's a compliment, folks. It's a compliment.
Yes, it was a powerful compliment. And, you know, not only a compliment, Joy, it was it actually became a prophecy. It actually became a guiding mantra for me, and it led me into the ultimate gift, which was peace of mind and a content heart. You know, going around wealthy friends and crazy, blessed financial friends, I would look at that mother and she would always do her thing like, don't ever get that confused. At the end of the day, yeah, all of that. But she says, Oscar, Yiddish it up. You know, you keep your balance and stay with the creator and the designers. Gift that he has individually picked out for you. That's the wisdom that I grew up with. And I never pursued any other man's gift. I never was around any other man's wealth that I envied or desired or had any kind of untoward condition to. You know, what they had was what they had. But many of them, Joyce, it became a noose around their neck. And so you have to be careful jumping into another Indian and jumping in after somebody else's grapes.
Yes. And then we were talking about when you have to let go. Paulo Coelho says, if you're brave enough to say goodbye, then you will be rewarded with a new hello. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. And that's about anything. Anything you hold on to so tightly kind of clogs the space for a new beginning, for a new opportunity to come your way. So it takes faith, it takes courage, that in the end it'll all turn out with God's help.
Yes, it does, Joyce. And I know time on the wall is getting away from us, but, you know, I want to say this, Joyce, as we kind of get into the closing moments of what we propose to do in the studio today with this show on faith. There are certain promises in the 23rd Psalm. And I love it, Joyce, when that psalm tells me he watches over me. He leads me and walks me through anything and everything. Being there for me means helping me to see where my prayers might have gone astray. But God's right there all the time. And so if there's not one takeaway today, I want people to understand we're engaging you and making prayer and faith, but nothing else that person can get today is that we have got to make God and our faith in God our priority.
Yes,
absolutely. I want to go back and see if Nathaniel is on the line at this time before we wrap up here. Nathaniel, are you there? You're in the host queue. Are you there? Nathaniel from California. Thought I heard you breathing. Okay, you're in the host queue, so if you wanted to say something or ask something, I was giving you that opportunity. Okay, Chap Oscar, how would you wrap up today's show, and what message do you want to leave our audience?
Well, I mentioned Christmas, so I have to mention New Year's. We're coming up on a new year, and I just want the primary takeaway today from a show on faith. And I shared, Joyce shared, we were both always very transparent. We're not superheroes, we're believable people, very transparent. But I would say today to anyone listening, take away this fact, be careful mingling with weeds. There are a lot of weeds out here now, going and growing in all kinds of ways, and we have to sidestep the culture of pretenders. The real deal right now is engaging with our creator and our designer, and understand that God is not fighting with us. We need his wisdom. We need his discernment, and he does over answer prayers if we'll trust him.
Yes. And what is your personal special prayer for all our listeners today?
Well, that personal prayer, Joyce, I'm just reminded, and one of my special scriptures from my heart that I like to ponder on, and I would bring forth today, comes out of Psalms 62. That's Psalm 62, verse 5, that says, "Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him." And so my prayer today is that every ear, every listener under the sound of my voice will patiently wait on God and wait quietly before God and let him know our cares and concern. Place your hope in him, not in your personal wants or even in your personal needs. He knows what you need, what Joyce Barry needs, and Chap Oscar needs before we even ask. And so I close this prayer with the encouragement that we be patient and wait and keep ourselves away from glaring want. God, in his own timing, will keep us from the whims and the wants, and he, in his providence, will supply every need at a timing that you'll look back and say, thank God, because he's a need meter that is never late. His answer to our petitions, and I know this to be true, is always right on time. And I wish the best for every last one of the listeners. And I just pray for peace. I pray for a stillness of mind and a peace of mind for every last one of you that work with me and Joyce through this show. It's been a beautiful show. But let's all learn how to forward all of our issues into the hands of a Heavenly Father. And we say this in the name that I pray to, Lord Jesus Christ, and I say amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Oscar. My special prayer for all of you is may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go pay it forward, pay it backward, do random acts of kindness. And we want you to be happy as well. And do be kind to yourself. Altair says, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. We want you to be happy. And this is the most wonderful time of the year, this holiday season. So on that, we'll close with some up holiday music that you can sing along to, dance along to, and enjoy. Very happy, healthy New Year. God bless you all.